Okay, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Say it with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. And guys, I got to tell you, one of the great things that you need to do to be successful in this business is to be persistent. You can't give up. Okay, once you get into this business, make that commitment one time and then stand behind that commitment. Start showing the plan on a regular basis. It'll happen for you as well. Now listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. We're talking to people that are on the call from Japan, from Canada, and all over the United States. Folks, welcome to the call. You can come to this call every week expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. And tonight is absolutely no exception. Now, you hear people on the call talking about being registered for Ambition, our national conference, Ambition 2018, August 29th through September the 1st. If you're not registered for the national conference yet, okay, I just edited myself. Guys, here's what you need to do. Go to events.ambitenergy.com or go back into your power zone, get registered for the big event. You're in Ambit Energy. You need to go to the national conference. Don't make excuses for why you can't go. Those are the same excuses you make for why you can't be successful. Challenge yourself. Do whatever it takes. If you can't afford it, go sponsor somebody new. Help them get their customers and their jumpstart bonus. You get a bonus too. Invest in your own business. But I'm expecting you to be there and looking forward to meeting you. We also have next week Ambit Power Trip in Dallas, Texas. Looking forward to it. It's actually this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Wyndham Garden Hotel on LBJ. Guys, if you're not registered for it, a couple of things that you can do. First of all, keep your eye on Facebook. There are a lot of people who have people that they can't make it, and they're putting their tickets, they're posting tickets on Facebook, and you may see a ticket, especially if you can get a VIP ticket with the Friday breakfast included. Jump on that. The breakfast alone is inspiring enough for the entire weekend. But not only do we have a leadership, very awesome leadership-driven business presentation on Thursday night with some of the top leaders in the company, Friday morning we have the leadership breakfast. Ray Monte, Joey Carter, Brian McClure, always awesome. Friday afternoon, you have an opportunity to take a tour of the corporate facility. I hear there's another event coming on Friday afternoon, Friday early evening as well. You may want to be on the lookout for that. And then Friday night, 7 o'clock, a Q&A with our CEO, Mr. Jerry Thompson, Jr. No question is off limits, with the exception of customer support questions and where we're going to expand next. You can ask him anything you want, and he doesn't skirt away from the tough questions. You ought to be in the place. And then Saturday, you're going to be trained by the trainers' trainers. You're going to be trained by the best of the best, not only in a little bit of the mechanics of the business, but the mindset, the mental mind, the mindset that you're going to need to be successful in your business. That's what Power Trip is all about. I hope to see you in Dallas, Texas, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. No, it's not too late. It's not too late to get a flight. It's not too late to fill your car with people and drive down to Dallas, Texas. Guys, you're leaders. Make it happen. Make it happen, and I'll see you at Power Trip this weekend. You know, it's my pleasure to introduce to you our featured speaker for the evening. This guy's absolutely awesome. Not only did he blow it up and fast-track all the way through executive consultant, he will be a national consultant in the not-too-distant future. Went over to Japan and helped the company lay their ground, their footwork in Japan on the ground floor, has been really investing time and energy. Please welcome to the call Mr. Tim Devine. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, Bear, thanks for having me. First of all, I want to say thank you, Bear, for being such a great host and being part of the heartbeat and the fabric of what makes Ambit such a great company. It's people like you, Bear, that make a difference.
Now, thank you, sir.
I'm working on my people skills, Bear. Hopefully that came out right. I'm reading books. Hey, listen, no, I really mean that, though. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate the consistency of you doing this call for as long as you have and just who you are and what you're all about. So with that, Bear, if you'd like, I'll just get right into it here and start rolling with the content.
The floor is yours.
All right, Bear. Hey, listen, thanks, everybody, for joining us. I'm going to give you a real quick background. My wife and I, we're executive consultants up here in Portland, Maine. It's still chilly this time of the year. It's been a blustery spring so far, but we're excited to be back here in the USA. We've been back here for a few weeks and, you know, helping out over in Japan. That's been absolutely incredible, that whole experience and watching what the company's doing over there. And our story is we got involved with this company a little over 3 years ago. And the thing that's funny about our story, and the reason I want to tell this little snippet is because I was sitting in church this morning and, you know, the other day, Brian reached out about doing the call. And whenever Brian asks you to do a call or Ray asks you to do a call, it's very, very humbling. It's almost intimidating, you know, and it's so I take it very seriously. And so started writing down some notes and doing some different things to get some material together. And as I was thinking about that, Bear, I was thinking about a couple of things. I was thinking about how I came into Ambit Energy and how it was such a God thing and how it was so – my story is so different. It's just, you know, the moral of the story is share this opportunity with everybody. You never know what God's doing behind the scenes on your behalf. And if you're out there in motion, you know, things will happen. Things will happen. The right people will join your team and your business will grow in God's time, which is perfect. But what happened with me, Bear, was a stranger on Facebook that had friend requested me prior to Ambit Energy opening up here in Maine, became my friend, and I accepted his friend request. And then he prospected me about Ambit Energy. And when he did it, you know, he's a good guy, but he really did it all wrong. And so, you know, when we train, we talk about, you know, don't say too much, share the information, do a three-way call. He did none of that. He talked way too much. That's all he did was talk. And then when he got done talking to me about this opportunity, you know, we ended the conversation with me telling him no, thank you, and good luck. And so this is the interesting thing about that, though, that I want to share. You know, our business and our traditional businesses were very lucrative. My wife and I were doing very well. We had two very nice homes at the time, a handful of traditional businesses. We were absolutely not looking at all. As a matter of fact, my wife was involved with another direct sales company, and she was fairly successful with that company. So to join Ambit and to do this made absolutely no sense in our life whatsoever. I mean, it didn't fit any part of it, okay, financially. The fact that my wife was already involved in another company, I was overly busy, I was not interested, I didn't see any credible information. So I said no. But, you know, it's funny how God works. You know, when that power is at work, there's nothing that's going to stop that force. And what I mean by that was my sponsor had some things go on in his life to where he really needed this thing to take off. And he said a prayer. And I'm not going to get into all the details about that, Bear, but basically that prayer was more or less making a deal with God that, hey, if you'll help me grow my Ambit Energy business, you know, these other things in my life will change. And so, you know, I didn't have a choice. And basically what happened was I ended up getting involved. I ended up meeting Ray Monty, which was an absolute, you know, like flipping a switch. That was the game changer for me, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But this gentleman here, his financial situation, his financial future has absolutely changed like on a dime. And it's incredible. It's a great success story. He's a guy, he's a plumber from upstate New York. He's really never done direct sales before. He poked along, got himself to senior, you know, was struggling a little bit, wasn't having the success he was looking for, and then all of a sudden, one conversation and his business changed. So the thing that's relevant about that isn't me. It's definitely not me, okay? It's how if someone's in motion and someone's doing something and someone has faith, you know, things happen, magical things happen, and it's awesome. And those stories, there's an abundant amount of those stories in Ambit Energy. You hear them all the time, and it's so inspiring. You know, when I was listening to Dr. Ron Jenkins, he did our team call Saturday, with host Alex Soros. And Ron is a million-dollar earner in Ambit Energy, executive consultant, and guy I've gotten to know a little bit, and we've become friends. And his story is very similar. He was not looking. He was, you know, just, again, I won't get into all the details, but you know, God had a plan. And Ron was looking for something. Ron was praying for something. As a pastor, he was praying for an opportunity, and someone came along and showed him Ambit Energy, and he said no. And basically what happened was he said no, and he almost borderline got mad at the guy that had prospected him, sat down and showed him the plan. He was kind of mad at the guy because he just wanted nothing to do with this. And so he had another conversation with God a few days later and said, God, when are you going to bring something across my path? And he heard a voice say to him, I did, and he wouldn't listen. And he's thinking to himself, what? That? And so anyways, the story goes that Ron got involved. And doors started opening. It's just an incredible, inspiring story because somebody took the time, Ron's sponsor came and took the time to show him the plan and was persistent. And, you know, again, that person's life has changed financially for the rest of their life. Their financial future is a whole different ballgame, and it's because of the power of one conversation. You hear it all the time, right? And so the thing that really hit me today as I was thinking, as I was in church, I'm just thinking about the fact that if I took 2 hours and sat down with you and told you my whole story about where I was at when I got involved with Ambit Energy, it just made absolutely no sense whatsoever. But you know what? It was the funnest thing I've ever done. We got involved. We hit the ground running. Ray Monty started coming up here helping us, and we found some motivated people on our team, and this thing just blew up. I mean, it was crazy. And then I find myself a couple of years later living in Japan on the other side of the world. And it's funny because that was another part of my life that I kind of went through this process of saying to God, God, I'll do anything. I mean, I'm your servant. I'm here to just do whatever your will is for my life. You know, I kind of surrendered myself, and God just opened up doors and blessed us beyond what we deserve, way, way far beyond what we deserve. And he brought Ambit Energy into our life. And, you know, what's happened over the past 3 years, Bear, you can't make this stuff up. It has been absolutely amazing. We just got back from living in Japan over the last year. We spent about 6 months over there kind of traveling back and forth. And that's a chapter in our life and an experience that we'll never forget. And it's just been it's been something that has brought my wife and I to a whole nother level in life, and it's because of this opportunity. So I'm going to get right into a couple things. You know, share this with everyone, you guys. Share this with everyone because, again, you never know what God's doing behind the scenes on your behalf, okay? And one of the nuggets that Ron said yesterday on the call that I thought was so profound, as the leader that he is, you know, he was sharing some information. He says, you know, what he does – because Alec was asking some questions about what he does and some nuggets and whatnot. He says one of the things that he does is he meets people and he asks questions to find out their why. Think about how simple that is. He meets people, he makes a friend, and he asks questions. He finds out about that person and he listens and he gets to understand what that person's why is. And then he shows them a way that he may be able to help them out. Talk about a great approach. Talk about a very effective way to share this opportunity because Ron's not a salesman. You know, Ron is not somebody that's out there trying to talk people into something. He's just a good guy that's out there serving God and serving people. So, you know, I'm going to talk about a couple things real quick, and I made some notes. I'm going to jump around just a little bit, Bear, so bear with me. Back to basics. You know, one of the things I've been working on since I've been back from Japan was just getting back to basics, getting back to the fundamentals. And one of the things, one of the parts of that is reading. You know, and a lot of us, you know, there's always these great inspirational calls where people are promoting different books and different audios. And you know, we all want to go to the trainings and whatnot and get fed and rejuvenated. But, you guys, reading is probably one of the most effective ways to grow yourself in order to grow your business. There's nothing, as long as you're reading the right stuff, I have to throw that disclaimer in there. There's nothing that can help you to retain more information and grow more as an individual than reading, and that's just a proven fact. And so a few books that I wrote down on my back-to-basic list is How to Win Friends and Influence People. Okay, and How to Win Friends and Influence People is a book that is about, you know, learning how to serve other people and do things with the other person in mind. How to Win Friends and Influence People. How to get people to, you know, basically jump over on your side of the tracks on their behalf because it's something that they see. And again, that's a book. I've read that book twice. I'm going to go back to that again. It can be a little intimidating. It's a thick book. Words are small, no pictures, you know. And I wasn't a reader when I started reading these type books. I did not want to read books. I was one of those people that, you know, I just thought, you know what, I don't need to and I don't want to. I feel like I'm going back to school. But once I started doing it, I developed an appetite for it. And now it's like an obsession. And so, but with that book right there, you guys, that will change your business. It will change you and it will change your business. It will change your ability to connect with other people and get results that are just very, very simple, basic things, very simple tactics and ideas that it's a philosophy. It changes the way you think and it changes the way you talk with other people. And it's absolutely amazing. So another one is The Magic of Thinking Big. The Magic of Thinking Big is a book that people should read to expand their mind. You know, the biggest problem that a lot of us have is ourselves, right, and our self-image. And, you know, all of us deal with this, and I don't care how successful somebody is or how much you look at other people. A lot of times we look at other people on the surface, and we don't realize what's going on behind the scenes. But every single one of us has struggles at one point or another in our life. And a lot of it is with our self-image and, you know, what goes on in our mind. And the way that you change that and the way you fix that and the way you get that dialed in is by feeding your brain the right information. And The Magic of Thinking Big is a book that if you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. It will change the way you think about things and the way you see things, and it will help your self-image. And then the last one I'm going to talk about real quick, actually second to last, is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, Ron Jenkins, again, I'm going to go back to Ron because I just listened to his call about two or three hours ago for the second time. Ron is one of 200 people in the world that is an instructor for Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich program, which, guys, it's an incredible book. There's more trainings and organizations and books that are spun off this book. It's amazing. The content in this book is so rich that I'm going to read this again for the third time. I can't wait to go back to it. There's 17 principles. This book was basically put together by Napoleon Hill, you know, almost 100 years ago now, not quite. But basically what it was he was commissioned by Carnegie to go out there and interview the 500 most successful people in the world over a 20-year period of time. A 20-year study interviewing the 500 most successful people in the world to come up with 17 common denominators, principles for success. Now, principles for success isn't just money, right? It's you. It's who you become as a person. Money is one byproduct from that. So it's not just – when I say success, it's not just dollars in your account. It's your relationships. It's how you feel about yourself, your self-image. It's everything about your life. That's success, okay? That's the type of success I'm talking about. And that book will absolutely completely change your life, guaranteed, okay? So if you haven't read that book, you know, and again, you hear these trainings, you hear these calls and people promote. Guys, you know, if you struggle with reading, seriously, here's an exercise. Take one page out of the book, rip it out, and put it in your lunchbox when you go to work. Read one page at a time. You can do that, right? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? If you think that reading is a chore or it's something that you just haven't done yet for whatever reason, I encourage you, take that leap of faith. Take that step because you'll start reading things. You'll read a page. And in that book, every single page has rich content that you'll be fed by. You know, you'll be energized. You'll change your outlook. Everything in your life will change. So Think and Grow Rich. And again, the last one I want to talk about is one that I'm reading right now. And it's called Surfing the Black Wave. And Surfing the Black Wave is a very cool book about where we're at today in our culture, in our society, with marketing and, you know, media and all these different fascinating things that are going on in our world today. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this book, but what I'll tell you is it's a great book and you should pick it up, especially if you love to read. This is a great book about just understanding some different things out there. And it equates, basically, it's a book that really kind of is about Japan and about the, you know, what's going on in business. So the black wave is the tsunami, really, is what it is. And, you know, sets of wave come in sets of three, okay? So when the tsunami came back in 2011, very unfortunate, but when a tsunami comes, it basically there's a wave that comes, a big wave, and it comes and does some destruction, and then it goes, and then the water goes way, way out to sea. And a lot of times people are mesmerized. They don't realize what's happening, right? This big wave comes in, and then the water goes out, and they see the fish out there flapping in the sand because the water goes so far out that people are mesmerized on the shore, and then the second wave comes in. It's a little bit bigger, and it does some more damage. And then what happens is, you know, the water recedes back out again even further, and then the big tsunami comes. And the reason why they call it the black wave is because as that body of water goes, you know, I think the one in Japan went 6 miles in, inland. But when that comes in, it's swallowing up buildings and automobiles and, you know, gasoline and oil and garbage. And the water is literally black, okay, as it moves through. So that's why they call it the black wave. So what it talks about is back in time you had the Industrial Revolution, then you had the Information Age was the second wave, and now you have this time that we're in right now with social media, you know, marketing. People are smarter today. People are more aware. People do the research. One of the things that I equated it to with my Ambit Energy business pair was the way that we go out there and market our businesses. We need to be real. We need to be authentic. We need to share information accurately, tell the truth, and look for the right people. The reason why Ambit's very different than every other company, it's not a gimmick. You know, we're not selling something. We're not trying to trick people, okay? You know, if you're trying to sell people, you got it all wrong. Because, you know, one of the things I've learned is that if you try to sell somebody, you're going to have to sell them on everything. You're going to have to sell them on getting on a call, getting on a training, going to a training. You know, you're going to have to sell them on their own success, and it's a chore, right? What I learned from Ray Monty, and this is a tough lesson for me, and it took a little bit of time, was you're looking for people that are looking for you. An Ambit Energy system is a sorting mechanism that helps you go out there and get through the decoys and find the people that are looking for you. That person that shared that opportunity with Ron Jenkins, that was not a mistake. That was by design. That happened exactly the way it was supposed to. When my sponsor came and approached me, that was not a mistake. That wasn't a chance thing. That was by design. That was designed way before we even realized. And so here's the thing. What I'm saying is this. You know, if you're out there and you're in motion and you build yourself up, you read these books, you attend all these trainings, you do all these things, you use our system, you're going to have success. The only obstacle you're going to have is time. And if you take advantage of the things that I'm talking about, then you'll shorten up that time. The period of time that it's going to take you to have success is up to you. You control that. And there's some different common denominators in there that we don't have time to get into, but you know, personal development for some people is one part. The other part is just getting busy, right? Just getting out there and getting in front of people and sharing the information, sorting, using the sorting mechanism, which is our system, to find the people that are looking for you. And that's all it is. We complicate the heck out of this thing, Bear, because what we do is we try to find a better way. We try to find, you know, that little widget or that one video or you know, that one phrase that's going to change everything. It's not that. That's not it. Because my sponsor certainly didn't have the right phrase. Ron's sponsor didn't have the right phrase, right? It wasn't that. It was the fact that they were in motion and they did something. So, you know, one thing I'm going to kind of land on here real quick is there's a process that takes place with every single individual that signs up for Ambit Energy to go out there and build their business. And it's a process that I learned years ago in this industry when I was with another company. I was very young. And it applies to every company. And it's called the dream. And then it's called the struggle. And then it's called the victory. And it's this circle of things that happen. And you can't avoid it, whether you're going from MC to RC, RC to SC, SC to EC, EC to NC. There's that dream, right? There's that goal. There's that, you know, desire. And then there's a struggle. And that's where we lose a lot of people, right? That's where a lot of people fall off the cart. And it's unfortunate because it doesn't have to be that way. Because the victory is the next part of that process if you keep at it. And the only obstacle, again, is time. And time is one of those things that it can be something that is a terrible enemy, or you can make it your friend. And the way that you make it your friend is by submitting to our system, submitting to the will of God for your life, whatever that looks like, right? And just doing those things and not complicating it, not trying to reinvent the wheel. The thing that makes Ambit different, guys, and I'm going to talk about the last company that my wife was involved with. It's just very, very telling about our ownership and our company when you kind of compare us. And I hate to compare, but there were some things I saw recently with the last company I was in. Because when I left that company, a lot of people threw me under the bus and this, that, and the other thing. We did it the right way. We didn't go, out there prospecting all these people. So we left them alone, right? We started building a team from other contacts and whatnot. We tried to do it the right way. We tried to do it very classy, but yet still we got trashed by some people. And 3 years later, here's what's happened. And again, time always works in your favor when you do the right thing. All those leaders in that company have jumped off the ship, and they're joining other companies. There's lawsuits with the owners of that company and the top leaders, and these people have gone to this company, and those people have gone to that company, and these people are selling this product, and those people are selling that product. They're all scattered all over the place. Everything fell apart. It was a house of cards, and I'll tell you why. The reason it was a house of cards was because of the leadership. And when I talk about our company and I talk about the leadership in the field and at corporate, our company is different. Chris and Jerry are different. They are leaders with integrity and heart and honesty and resilience and things that you just don't see all the time. And so with that said, that was one of the things that was a turn on for me in the beginning of my Ambit business, was when I got to know Brian and I got to know Ray and I got to know Chris and I got to know Jerry, I was like, wow. I'd been involved in probably a half a dozen other companies over a 20 plus 20, 25 year period of time, right? Just, this company, that company, tried different things, and, nothing negative about any of those companies, but just didn't find the right fit. But one of the things I got to know was I got to know leadership. And it was kind of something that I was very in tune with individually, because as a business owner that was successful, I made my own way. I didn't need to go do something. But I knew that I wanted something more, and it had to be the right thing, because I wasn't in desperation. What I saw when I saw Ambit Energy and got to know these guys, I'm like, wow, this is the right stuff. It's built on the right stuff. And for me, that was what I needed. That was the turn on for me to say, all right, I'm going to go out there and stake my reputation, because I feel like I've got something that is good that I can help other people with, and go out there and make a difference. And that's what I'm so turned on about with Ambit Energy and where we're at today and where we're going tomorrow. There's three different parts to this, and I'm going to wrap this call up with this, Bear. You've got mechanics. There's three different parts to building your business. There's mechanics, okay? The mechanics are our system, okay? Creating habits. Learning the system and teaching the system, right? You've not only got to learn it, but you've got to learn how to teach it to other people, giving people a hand up. And then there's strategy, right? You strategize. Any team in any company, any sport, you got to strategize, right? You got to find out, you got to find a way to win and build a team, okay? That's what we do here. And then the second part of this is your why. It's almost like the first part's like the tangible stuff you can the mechanical things. And then the second part is almost like the kind of spiritual, if you want to, for lack of a better term, but it's the why, it's your faith, it's your belief, it's the transformation in yourself and personal development. That's the second part. And then the third part is time. There's your obstacle. You're going to go through seasons. You're going to go through some seasons that are great, that are fun, where you're riding a momentum and a wave, and you feel like you can do nothing wrong. And you're going to have other seasons where you feel like you can't do anything right. And it just, you can't seem to get out of your own way, and you're wondering why the right people haven't joined your next code or whatever the situation is, right? That's called a season. And seasons only last for a period of time, okay? And again, time can be your friend or it can be your enemy. It's all in how you look at it. That's up to you. But the end of it is results. And the results are going to be there 100% of the time if you have faith, you have a strong why, you use our system and the mechanics, and you weave this all together on your behalf. The end result is success, and that success is whatever you want it to be, okay? For some people, maybe success is putting a marriage back together, right? Maybe it's the social part of your life. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's a combination of a lot of different things. But whatever that looks like to you, whatever you are after, you can get it with this vehicle if you utilize those three things and you put those together and look at it the right way. So with that, Bear, I'm looking forward to seeing you down in Dallas next week. My wife and I are very excited to head down there and see everybody. And I think that's going to do it for this call. And, again, just thanks for all you do. And thank you, Brian, for having me on.
Well, Tim, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, in just a second, if you can relist those books for those who were listening and wish they had made notes and they want to know what the books are. So in just a moment, I'd like for you to give the books again. Folks, grab a pen and paper. Tim's going to give you that list of books again. But I got to tell you something. When you look at leadership, whether it's in Ambit Energy or anywhere else, the most successful people in the businesses that we know of or people who are avid readers. And if you don't like to read, go get Audible books. Get audio books that you can listen to. You know, I remember Jim Mason talking about how he started reading like his life depended on it. And I had an opportunity to work with Frank Smelly. And in preparation of mentoring and talking ideas, he asked me what book was I reading. And at the time, I wasn't reading a book. And he quickly called no go. He said, no pass on that. You've got to be reading a book to personally develop yourself all the time. And that's what Tim is talking about here. Tim, if you would, just go ahead and list off those books again, if you would, please.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So the first one is How to Win Friends and Influence People. That one's by Dale Carnegie. Incredible book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And then the second one is The Magic of Thinking Big. And then Think and Grow Rich is the third one. And then the last one that I talked about was Surfing the Black Wave. And the subtitle is Brand Leadership in a Digital Age.
Okay. So you got that, guys? I hope that you wrote that down. Tim, I want to thank you again for being on the call. You always bring value to the call. And you certainly met the mark on giving us something that could make a difference in our business right now. And I, too, am looking forward to seeing you next week.
Awesome, Bear. We appreciate you.
And, folks, I'm going to open up the lines. And, by the way, if you want to hear this call again, you know how to do it. TopAmbitLeaders.com. Give us a couple of days. We'll get this up. You can listen to it in its entirety. You can check out the books again. Awesome information here, and you'll have it on digital format where you can listen to it again. But I want to thank you again for being on the call and making a difference for us, and I'm going to open up the line so that everyone else can thank you as well. Hold on just a second.